Welcome to Equipped, a podcast by Connection Church. My name is Jordan Thigpen, and today we are going to kick off this 2026 season of us doing episodes on Equipped. I wanted to give a little bit of vision behind what we want to see in 2026, but also just share what we feel like the direction we want to go with the podcast as a whole. And so one of those changes is going to be we're doing video. And so that's been a fun change that Tyler and our creative team here at Connection Church has led us and enabled us to have this layer of excellence. But some of the reason for that, for the change, is we want to grow. We want to expand the audience of Equipped. And I want to share a little bit of the heart behind that. Then also maybe some things that we can look forward to within the podcast. One thing I'll tell you is hopefully this is the only one of the few episodes where you're just looking at me, and there's going to be a team of people that we have at the table having conversations, allowing more of the life of our church to see just the humanity, just us being normal people, which if you hung around us at any point in time, good, bad, or ugly, that's just who we are. We're just normal people, real people, that happen to love Jesus and are really bought into this idea of until every person knows. We feel like we have a divine mission that we're looking to accomplish of letting every person in the world know that Jesus is the Son of God that paid for the sin of the world. And we're not done until every person knows that. And the way that we go about that is we want to connect, equip, and send God's people. And so Equipped as a podcast lives right in the middle of that, of being at the intersection of those who have gotten connected, whether it's here or to Jesus more broadly, as we hope this podcast grows. And we want to help people learn the multiplying life. And so this podcast in the past has really talked a lot about how do we multiply small groups? How do we multiply churches? How do we raise people up for them to be sent out? How do we make disciples? How do we multiply our own walk with the Lord? And so it's going to be the same core message. We want to help the body of Christ multiply. And we'll still talk about some of those things, but we want that message to go to a broader audience. And here's why. Multiplication isn't the effort of a select few. And I think in church world, in Christianity as a whole, things related to multiplication or things that have anything to do with discipleship, it's reserved for a select elite few. And we've got to get away from that. There's no way that the message of Jesus and the good news of the gospel, one, is so complicated that only a select few can share it. But then two, it can't be reserved for this strange moving mark of a select few that are prepared to be able to go and share it. It's got to be more than that. One, it's too urgent. It's too urgent of a thing. But two, I think it's more simple than that. And when we look in the book of Acts, we see that this was a ordinary band of, in the Greek, it's actually idiotes. It's just an ordinary band of idiots that Jesus used to change the world. And I can hit that mark. That's a mark that I can hit of just being an ordinary, common idiot for the Lord. But I'm gonna do my best with all the resources that He's given me. And if you're watching this, you probably feel very similarly that you want to make a difference for Christ. You want to represent Him well here on the earth. And if there's resources that can help you do that better, then you want to be a part of that. And that's all we want to offer through Equipped. And so it's going to be the same core message. We want to help the body of Christ multiply. But multiplication isn't reserved for a select few. It's the collective effort of the whole body. And so that's why we want Equipped as a podcast to get to a broader audience. Right now, it's a lot of our Connect group leaders. It's a lot of people in small groups, the people that really care about one-on-one, one-on-two discipleship. And we want it to now grow to people that are serving on our guest services team, or you're serving in KK, or you're heart and soul with us here. Maybe you've only been coming to Connection for a couple of months. Maybe you don't even come to Connection at all, but you're just a part of the broader effort of making disciples of Christ here on the earth, and you go to another church, and we welcome you in. We want to stand as firmly on the specific mission that we feel like God's called us to accomplish as a Connection Church. But Jesus, Buck said this the other day, one of our church planters, he said that Jesus is only coming back for one church. He's not coming back for non-denominational churches or Baptist churches or Methodist churches or Presbyterian churches. Jesus is coming back for his church. And so if you are a part of his effort of making disciples of all nations, and you want a place where normal people are going to be having real conversations about church life and the scriptures and what does it mean to make disciples, how do we reach people with the gospel, or just, you know, like in the coming weeks, we're going to talk about fasting. We're going to talk about what some of us are experiencing with the 21 days of prayer and fasting and many other things, just prayer and church life and different things like that. If you want to be a part of that conversation, we would love for you to join us with Equip. And so multiplication is not the effort of a select few. It's the collective effort of the whole body. When Paul paints this picture of the body of Christ, he makes it really clear in 1 Corinthians that we need the whole body working together to fully accomplish all that the body is capable of. And so if we only have the foot being the foot and also trying to compensate because the hand's not being the hand, we're going to be a very disjointed, out of sorts, ineffective body. But if we have the whole body operating together to accomplish and pursue one mission, now we have something that gets a lot closer to multiplication. And also, we get beyond one or two select individuals doing the work of multiplication. Now we've got the whole body potentially multiplying the whole body. In other words, we have the opportunity to plant churches. We have the opportunity to see kingdom entrepreneurship. Now we're starting businesses that impact the gospel because the body is multiplying the body. It's the collective effort. Multiplication is the collective effort of the whole body. Therefore, equipped as a podcast, we need to get the message out to more people. And we're going to unashamedly try to do that in a couple of different ways. One of those being we want to create content for a broader audience. So we're going to try diverse content, we're going to take different approaches than maybe than what you've seen in the past. Maybe some more long-form conversations with certain people in the life of our church. Maybe some deep dives on some specific topics. We're going to celebrate some of the work of sending. We're still going to open the Word and try to preview some of the 412 content that we have. But we're also going to pause on certain moments where, man, did you see what God did on Sunday? And then everything that couldn't make it into the sermon, we're going to unpack some of that here. And so there's going to be some things that's going to be both diverse of type of content, but also still deep in the way that we've tried to cultivate that here with Equip. We're also going to be okay. If you've been some of our OGs that have been here since the very beginning, some of our day ones, we're going to be okay with backtracking and covering some old stuff. I feel like we've created a compelling conversation around all things multiplication and kingdom advancement and why we need to take the gospel further and why we need to take the gospel further faster. And we're going to go back and we're probably going to cover some of that stuff and hopefully with new faces to also stand, you know, as we try to grow and bring more people into this conversation, some of the people that have been here bring fresh wind to some of that conversation. And this is the big thing that really Tyler and our creative team has really allowed. We want to remain consistent but grow in excellence. And so I'm very grateful to Tyler and our team of creatives here that have allowed us to incorporate video. But what I've tried to match with that is being a little bit more consistent and reliable and planning ahead, showing up with notes, putting together a calendar. And so each of these episodes, and we're sharing this because we want to be held accountable. We want to be consistent, but we also want to be excellent. Those are some of the things that we want to do to try to unashamedly grow our podcast presence. And so with that, as we kind of wrap up today, there's going to be things that we are super excited to talk about and share here on Equipped. Hopefully still the same organic feel, the still regular people having real conversations type of an environment. But to help us spread the word and support the work of this podcast, I'm going to ask that you would click like, that you'd subscribe to the channel. If it's on YouTube, if it's on Spotify, it's on Apple Music, your support in that way just by hitting click on like or subscribing just lets us know that more people are being added to the community. It helps us to know what content people really enjoy. And with that, we'd love feedback on the show. If you want to write comments that help us know what type of content you would like to see, or if you have my number, hopefully all of you don't have my number, but those of you that do have my number or that you can get in touch with us, we'd love to hear what more content that you would like to see. And then lastly, here's what I'd ask. If this is a podcast that's meant to be an act of service to the body of Christ. And so if there's other people in our body, Connection Church family specifically, our guest services team, our heart and soul folks, other Connect Group leaders, new Connect Group members, if you think this content would be of service to them, I would ask that you would share it with them. We'd love to get the word out about Equipped. In my mind, there's several things, Equipped being one of them, Connection Underground, and a few other things in the life of our church, Connect 127, our meals ministry. There's several things that are really well-kept secrets in the life of our church, and we want to begin to roll back the curtain of a lot of things that God has done and is doing in the life of our church, and this will be a place that we can celebrate some of those things. And so if it's of any added value to you, if it's going to serve other people in any way, I'd love for you to serve it. But with that, I'm looking forward to 2026, and we will see you on the next episode.